our beautiful stash. I love January. Does anyone else love January? Yeah, there's three people. Online, I hope you love it more. January is the time that I get to go to Bridport. And if you're joining from somewhere else in the world, I'm sorry that you don't know what Bridport looks like. You need to Google it. It is my happy place. And as soon as we drive into Bridport, I just instantly decompress. Where is your place? Because I'm hoping everybody has one of those. If you're online, type it in the chat. In person, I'm going to give you like 30 seconds. Turn to the person next to you and tell them, where is your happy place that you go to? Okay, I reckon that's more than 30 seconds. I have been going to Bridport for 18 years, and I reckon I'll be getting a new mic soon, so just hang in there while I crackle away at you. So, I thought in the spirit of our series, I would revisit and show you some slides from 2006. They choose to be with us. You know, when you have babies and toddlers, people tell you, don't they? It goes fast. And what do we think with our sleep-deprived brain? Not fast enough. It goes fast. And if you are in the babies and toddlers stage, I want to throw and let you know we've got a special course for raising your babies and toddlers spiritually. There'll be some information at the end, so check that out. Come and talk to me. I'm going to be leading it. It's going to be great fun. This rhythm for my family of being in Bridport at the same time roughly every year gifted us with this marker in time of the growth of our children, which you miss in the day-to-day because it's incremental. And we got to notice their changing needs. And that's exactly what we're doing right now in this series called Pause My Life. It's our spiritual growth that's incremental in the day-to-day. But when we stop and we look at this rhythm of revisiting and reflecting and refocusing, refocus to plan is what I've said. We've been talking about planning with God. We get to have this visible growth that we miss. We get to see God's presence and his faithfulness and his unconditional love. Jesse, I want to ask for my water. I was supposed to bring it up. Right on the seat, right in front of where my notes were, so I wouldn't forget to bring it up. It's the looking back, where we get to see God's activity in our lives, and that we do in order to move forward with confidence. Because looking back helps us move forward. And Wayne and Winnie talked to us about the key value that we have at Door of Hope for growing. And Door of Hope, we actively follow Jesus. We're committed to continual growth, dependent on the Holy Spirit to be disciple makers. we live as an expression of what we believe, that God uniquely created each one of us to be in relationship with Him as a reflection of Jesus. And what we've been learning is that transformative growth is not only God's idea, but it's His work in us. It's not something that we do in our own strength. And my prayer for us today, as we close out this series, is from Colossians 1:10. May we live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. And in a message that I delivered last year, I learnt that this knowledge, this knowing, is kinosko. Kinosko means the heart knowledge, not the head knowledge. Although you need some of that too, but it's what we talk about with Parenting for Faith, as we want God-connected kids more than God-smart kids. And it's the same for us. So today we're going to conclude the series of Pause My Life, because we're in February and you have to start it again because school is back. And it's an opportunity and another invitation for all of us to take some time and be responsible for growing our own relationship with God through seeking God and then allowing Him to do this work of transformation as we listen, as we have ears to hear, and we obey. So how are you going? Revisiting. What stood out for me across all of these wonderful speakers is this commonality of growth through seeking God and then surrendering control to Him. Surrender is a word that I have heard spoken several times, and I wonder if God is underlining that for us. Maybe that's something that's really got a hold of your heart. It's such a privilege for us to hear of the personal journey that each of these speakers have shared with us. I've taken it as a real honour. And there's a repetition, isn't there, of God's trustworthiness, of His unfailing love, and of their obedience and their response. See, when we revisit, we're really looking to answer this question: what truths do I believe? And do they actually line up with Jesus' demonstration of who God is? And it made me think about Paul, who's the writer of this letter to the Colossians that we've used to underpin the series. And wow, he had a transformation, did he not, from Saul. You can read about it. Jesus described him as his persecutor, not something any of us would like to have thrown at us by our Lord and Saviour. And he himself said that he was the worst sinner in 1 Timothy 1:15. Here's a man who grew up in the Pharisaic tradition, and he believed that persecuting Christians was an act of service to God until Jesus confronted him. See, this is a revisit, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I can certainly say I've had things I needed to revisit in my understanding. Because each of us live out of truths that have been formed over our lifetime, And they have to be examined in the light of Jesus and his truth. And Tracy shared with her message that she believed that God did not love her personally, despite all the things that she had read, and how God revealed his love, his deep personal love for her, through a significant health challenge. And Paul, well, he was struck blind. That's a significant challenge in the culture of the day for someone with such a forceful and powerful leadership over his life. It must have been terrifying. And I wonder what challenges you've faced that have revealed truths about God for you. I'm aware that there are several people who are right now in a season of challenge and suffering. What are you learning about God? And if you don't have an answer, ask him to show you, because he's present with you in that suffering. You see, Paul, remember, who was Jesus' persecutor, who was the worst sinner of all, Paul, who was a prisoner while he writes this letter to Colossians, he was reliant on the sufficiency of Jesus. And if Paul can be reliant on the sufficiency of Jesus, I'm going to say we can too. Are you reliant on the sufficiency of Jesus? And here's the revelation that Paul passes on to us in Colossians 2, verses 2 to 3. And he's speaking to us as well. I want them to have complete confidence. Complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ himself. In him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Have you grasped that? Are you living in this truth that you have all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Christ? And perhaps today you're aware of the fact that actually you're not in Christ yet. And that is something that you know your life needs. For those online, there are hosts that can help you in that prayer. And for those in person, you can come to Jesus in your heart right now and just recognize that you need his sufficiency, who he is, and that you are giving him your broken life and asking him to heal it. And you can come and speak to people at the end of the service and we'll lead you through a prayer. Or you might be with somebody that you really trust who can do that for you today. Or maybe you are aware of the fact that you've just moved away. You've just drifted off from having that. And you can reclaim it right now for yourself. See, we revisit in order to expose false truths, because those false truths trigger us to behave in strange and unusual and usually unhelpful ways. And Paul warns us against that in Colossians 3, 8 to 9. This revisit is part of stripping off the old nature. Anna, in her message in one of the 5 p.m.s, prompted us that God will ask us to revisit things that are unhelpful in our past in order that we deal with it, we heal, and then we can move forward. And this is true in my life. I can see it so clearly. And the more I open up to God, the deeper the healing for me. So there's an invitation for all of us right now. Maybe you're aware that there's some things you need to deal with, that God has been bringing it to you. I'm going to invite us to enter into the prayer that David prayed in Psalms 139, 23 to 24. So I want you to join me as I pray this and pray along with me. You can do it out loud or in your heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you. And lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen. Reflecting answers this important question as we revisit and we move in and we reflect. What we want to answer is, where can I see God in my life story? And how am I connected to His story? I've set an annual rhythm of retreat, and I've been doing it since 2015. And so as I prepared for this today, I was actually able to go back over and look at the things I wrote in 2015. And I actually haven't done that for a long time. And you know, it was so impactful for me. God has been consistently and so lovingly and patiently been leading me and teaching me and stretching me and growing me into a deeper relationship with Him. And I have to confess to you that I realized that I'd actually deviated from this practice a couple of years ago. And I got distracted by life. And yet I was still spending time with God, and I was still hearing from God, and I absolutely was still growing. But in not writing it down, I just recognized I lost something really special. So I picked it back up again this year. It is so easy for us to get distracted by the chaos that is sometimes our lives. But spending time with God is how we grow. And I'll share my routine with you. I take time out. I actually calendar it. And it could just be a morning. If I'm really, really lucky, it'll be an overnight. And I'm away from everything. And I have these questions that I use as my base. What's happening in my life? What are the challenges? What are the opportunities? What is God teaching me about myself, about my purpose? How is God loving me in this? How am I loving God? Where is He blessing me? Where am I blessing others? What verses are significant? What songs are speaking to me? I've also got some notes that you can take away. There'll be a QR code at the end, so there'll be the key questions. Because we don't have time for you today to just sit and work through these. And the blessing of this is I got the notes from the year before. I look at those and then I think about the same questions but in this time context. And do you know what? Every single time I am overwhelmed by the activity of God that's revealed, how he has overcome challenges or how he's grown opportunities into new things. It's been critical in growing my relationship. And there are so many stories that I could share with you. Stories of how right at the beginning when I first started in 2015, God reassured me of his love for me and that he would never leave me and that Satan was a deceiver. Weeks before we had a serious house fire. Or how in 2018, he challenged me to open up my family home and invite international students in because it would be good for me and because I needed to be prepared for a multicultural community at Door of Hope that I get to see before my eyes. God keeps getting bigger to me. I love that song. You are bigger than I thought you were. And the bigger that he gets, the more I get to release of my life, my control, because I can trust him. I see it. And so today, I can live with discomfort. I can live with disappointment. I can live with suffering because I know God is leading still in those things. And I know that he's not finished yet. I want us to read Colossians 2:7 together. Will you join me? Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Do you know God's presence in your own life? Have you seen his character in your story? Do you know that he's trustworthy, that he's merciful, that he's faithful? Do you know that he loves you exactly as you are today? Is your confidence for the future based on the trustworthiness that you have seen of God in your own life? If you want to grow a relationship with God, take time out and be with him and reflect. We do this so we refocus. And that's the final stage. We refocus. And what was highlighted to me through the series is although it is my personal responsibility to grow my relationship with God, that relationship is nourished by being in community with others. Because I got to see through the stories that were shared that my personal struggles were also their struggles, and I don't feel so alone. The vulnerability of the people sharing create this amazing window into God's love and care. And somehow that expands who he is to me because I love to see him loving other people and caring for other people because it grows my confidence that that's exactly what he will do with me. This is a reflection of what we see in Colossians 3, 14 to 17. And it'll be on the screen. I'm not going to read it for you. But that's what's been lived out here today as we share together and encourage one another. And Christy had shared earlier about we should look forward with anticipation. That's exactly what Refocus is all about. It's our anticipation of God's activity in our future, and we base that on the reflection of what we've seen of his activity in our past. And we know, because we just know, his plans are good. Toby and Sarah, they shared about how we need to align our dreams with God's dreams for us. And that means we have to take our dreams and surrender them, there's that word again, into God's hands. And we do that because we can trust that God's dreams for us are good. And my discovery has been that the heart of my dreams, he absolutely holds. But the way he goes about achieving those dreams is wildly unexpected, sometimes uncomfortable, but always for my good. I'd love us to say this verse together. This is all about Colossians 3:3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. That's what we get to do. It's exactly what we get to do. We surrender it and say, not mine, but yours. So when we refocus, many of us ask for a word from God to guide our season. And the way that we can do that is you just say, God, what is your word for this season, for this year? And you're looking to ask yourself, what can I do to be rooted in Jesus? And where can I be fruitful? That's how we refocus for the year. And you know, last year, Ben, in a message, was sharing about Dallas Willard was asked to describe Jesus in one word. And he said, relaxed. That just got my attention. Because I find it really difficult to relax. Are there any other uptight people in? You can come and talk to me after. We can seek deliverance together. So I find it really difficult to relax, and I'm really envious. Who's super chill in the room? Who's like really laid back, nothing much? You know, I really envy you because it's something I would love to have for myself. And I felt God tap me on the shoulder and say, Dorothy, you can relax in Christ. And so my word for 2024 is relax in Christ and love well. And this is the verse that I've taken for the year to just really anchor me. Colossians 3:10. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator, kinosko, your Creator, and become like Him. I love that image of putting on because it's not something I do for myself. I wear it until I become it. We grow because we spend time. We grow because we anticipate the work of God, and we grow because we share in community. And when I shared my word, relax in Christ, with Sandy Hart, she said, I've got a beautiful prayer for you. And I'm going to close with that today. This is a welcome prayer, and this is a moment for you to spend your heart connecting with the heart of God. So enjoy.